Rex. How's it going?
It's going great. Thanks.
I might as well get it out of the way. When you said you didn't come to the Jets to kiss Bill's rings and you're not intimidated by him, what did you mean with that comment?
Well, just that our team's going to expect to win, and we're going to, you know, compete with anybody. When I said that, you know, I don't stack up, you know, my resume and his resume don't look the same. But, you know, it's not necessarily about who the better head coach is or who the better quarterback is. It's about who the better team is that particular day. And, again, we're going to expect, you know, we expect to win here, you know, with the Jets. So I don't care if we're playing New England or a Pro Bowl team. You know, we expect to win.
Do you regret saying that at all, or at least maybe the phrasing of it? Would you take it back if you could?
No, I don't think it's a, you know, it's how I felt and it's how I feel. You know, it's, you know, I have a lot of respect for Bill Belichick. My twin brother's won two Super Bowl rings under, you know, Belichick. But, again, hey, I'm not his friend, you know, on Sunday. I'm going to compete against him. I'm a competitor. And that's, you know, I have a great deal of respect for him. I got a great deal of respect for his team. But, you know, we're in the win business, and we're going to go out and compete and try to win.
Hey, Rex, certainly no one was – the Ravens never showed too much deference to anybody they played. But do you think that over the past few years there have been some teams that have been beaten before they get on the field against a team like New England or other teams – if you don't come out and say, we're going to try and take it to you?
That could be. No team that I ever coached was like that, you know, that I was ever with. But I think you're right. You know, I think sometimes, you know, that they understand, they see the film and all that kind of stuff, and they think that, you know, for whatever reason, maybe they're not, they don't have the mettle to beat that team. But we certainly feel that we can compete in this league with anybody. And again, you know, this, you know, we're not conceding anything. We're not conceding victory to anybody.
Rex, how much does that loss 2 years ago when you were with the Ravens gnaw at you, given the timeout situation?
Yeah, I know. You know, the thing that it would have been a lot worse had the Giants not won the Super Bowl, because I would have gone down in infamy. I mean, there's no question. I think people forget, though, that when they ran the next play after the timeout, we hit them for a 3-yard loss. But unfortunately, the right guard moved early. But everybody forgets that, too. So I don't know if I'm the dumbest guy of all time, like people were saying I was. There was a reason we were in that game as well, I think. But, yeah, that does, you know, that gets on me. Not for the timeout. That's not it. What gets on, you know, we finally had our corners, you know, so I felt like we had enough guys that, you know, that we could compete. You know, that season was a rough season. We only won 5 games in Baltimore. It's a very frustrating year for me in particular and everybody in our organization because, quite honestly, we never had the personnel to match up. But going into that game, we had our two corners. They were ready to play. So we felt like we weren't at full strength, but we were at we had a lot of our guys back, and we felt like we could beat them, and unfortunately we never did.
When you watch him on film, what stands out for you the most about Jerod Mayo?
You know, again, I don't know if I'm allowed to comment on anybody's players. It's New England, so I can? Okay. I don't want to get tampering or anything. No, he's an outstanding player. I know he was the Defensive Rookie of the Year last year. I like the way he moves, he runs around, he hits a lot of things, so that's good. You know, he's you know, I like our two linebackers here though an awful lot, David Harris and Bart Scott. So, you know, I know Mayo's an outstanding player as well.
Rex, why do you coach defense the way you do? Like when you're, you know, growing up and you're, you know, going to become a defensive coordinator, you obviously had your choice of all sorts of schemes. Why did you end up with this one with the blitzing and all of that?
I don't know. You know, I think you're a product of your environment. I grew up, you know, I'm the son of Buddy Ryan. I've worked under Marvin Lewis in a you know, completely different scheme, and then Mike Nolan had a totally different scheme, and eventually I just came up with this one, that this is, you know, I'm a guy that believes in, you know, it's the players that drive the system, not the other way around. Now we'll fit, you know, we don't just fit our system into players. We take what our players do best, and, you know, we'll try to arrange it to where, you know, they can be effective in a system, and I think that's what I try to do.
If you had your choice of, you know, if you had the best players you could get, the best situation, how much would you blitz? Would it be every play, 75%?
I don't know about all that. You know, it's just different. You know, I think you have to be multiple to be good. I think you got to do what your players do best. But, you know, you can't fit a square peg in a round hole. But, you know, just focus on what they can do and then be multiple. You know, it's like if Tom Brady knows what coverage you're in, he's going to complete the ball probably close to 100% of the time. So you better make it difficult on the quarterbacks, on the receivers, on the line, you know, to pick up the protection. You try to put pressure on everybody, not just the quarterback.
Coach, have you been able to pick up on the intensity of the Jets and Patriots rivalry, and you're enjoying that feel?
I haven't seen it yet, you know, because, you know, I've never experienced it. I just know that, you know, anytime you face a team that is the number one rated team in the NFL, there's always going to be that, you know, that certain kind of juice to the game, you know. So you're going to sense that, and I think anybody who's got any competitiveness to them at all is going to want to play their best in that, you know, against that opponent. And, you know, the fact that it is, you know, New England versus the Jets, and I understand the history there and all that kind of stuff, you know, maybe that'll will mean more to me on the, you know, on game day. But right now it's, you know, we got an outstanding opponent in front of us, and there's only one way to beat them, and that's to be the better team, and that's what we're focused on right now.
Coach, when you have players from opposite teams who have experienced this, who are now, say, you know, a Patriot who's now on the Jets and a player from the Jets who's now on the Patriots, is there anything that can be gained from your perspective when you have guys who have played for the other team before?
You know, maybe. You know, you're certainly going to, you know, pick their brain and all that kind of stuff. But, again, you know, everybody has the tapes. You know, so you're always going to do your work, and you're going to study your opponent and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, there might be some little things that maybe you know, that you can get from a player.
Rex, have you or perhaps your offensive coordinator offered Mark any advice on either facing the Patriots or Bill Belichick and his defense or Dean's defense?
Well, I think, number one, you know, I got a great deal of respect for how Belichick plays defense, you know, and coaches defense. You know, I've stolen from him in the past. You know, we have a Patriot coverage I stole from him. You know, because there's very few guys I really respect in a game on the defensive side of the ball, you know, as much as Belichick. And with that being said, the thing that I would mention, not to the quarterback, I'm not saying anything to. The quarterback needs to go out. Sanchez needs to go out and play quarterback. Don't worry about this, that, or the other. Don't be chasing goats. Just play the game. And it's something he's played ever since he was a kid. And go out, have fun, and compete. That's all we want from him. Now, if I'm talking to Shoddy or, you know, some of our coaches, then I might mention that, hey, you know, be alert for this trap. You know, he's got this trap in and all that versus this formation or whatever he likes to trap here. Then if I know that, then obviously I'm going to bring it up to their attention.
Can you give us any insight into the Patriots coverage that you said you stole?
No. But it's something, you know, I definitely, you know, I'm always in the, you know, if there's somebody that if there's something that can help, you know, and it looks good or whatever that, you know, that fits in what we do, then yeah, absolutely, I'll steal it or borrow it or whatever, if you will. Just like, trust me, there's a bunch of them out there that I'm like, hey, they put in this and this, you know. That so there's a lot of that stuff that goes on, and you know, I guess you should, flattered or something like that. And if I, if I can use it against them, then I will.
Rex, what did Darrell Revis do against Andre Johnson on Sunday, and can he defend Randy Moss in the same type of way that you can defend a guy like Andre Johnson?
Well, we're going to find out. I mean, I think everybody knows he's going to match up on Moss, and I mean, hey, there's probably easier jobs than to play corner against those two guys, you know. But we're lucky, very fortunate to have a young man that I think is the best corner in the league, and you know, that doesn't mean that Randy Moss won't catch any balls, because he caught 12 last week against a pretty good corner. But Randy Moss, the thing that's scary also with him is sometimes when he's covered, he's still open, because he's such a great, great athlete, and in my opinion, is probably one of the all-time best vertical receivers in the game. And so this is going to be a great challenge to Revis, but it's also going to be a challenge to Randy as well.
Can you talk a little bit about your relationship with Adalys Thomas, having coached him?
I'm not going to say anything about that relationship, because I don't want to get AD in trouble. No, I'm just kidding. He's a special person. He's a special player, and he's still doing a great job in New England. I was watching that game, and I remember even watching the Super Bowl. If he knocks that ball out of that guy's hands or whatever, the quarterbacks, he was close that time, he might have been the MVP of the game. So, he's doing a tremendous job there in New England, and he's a guy you have to make sure you know where he's at.
Rex, what are your impressions of Kevin O'Connell, and what are your plans for him, I guess, kind of long-term, considering you have a very good rookie quarterback there already?
Right. Well, we're going to release him after this game. No, I'm just kidding. You guys don't take to that one too kindly, I don't think. But I really don't care. But no, it's we think he's got a chance to be a good quarterback. Our scouting department, had a very high grade on O'Connell when he came out, and we just thought it was an opportunity to pick up a good football player, and that's what we did, regardless of the position.
I just want to ask you quickly, what kind of handshake are you expecting on Sunday?
I don't think, I expect, it'll be, just a normal thing. It's going to be funny. Maybe you guys know something I don't. I just know he's not, Belichick's a hell of a football coach, and, he knows what I'd. The respect I have for him, but I know one thing, we're both going to try to, to do everything we can for our team to win this game, and sometimes that's, the competitiveness and all that kind of stuff, but when the game's over, it is what it is. He's a tremendous coach, and a guy that I have a lot of respect for.
Rex, when you got to New York, did you know much about James Ahedebo, and what have you learned about him since?
I did not know anything about this young man, but James is he's a tough guy, a very, physical, player. He does a great job on special teams. We use him some and on defense as well. I think he's a hitter. I think he's a good blitzer, and I think he's got some decent coverage skills. So, and he does a great job on special teams.
Rex, AD called you a player's coach today. Do you agree with that assessment, and what does that mean to you to be a player's coach?
Well, I hope I'm a player's coach. I don't know what that means, but, I'm just a football coach, and I'm myself. And so for whatever that means, that's great. I know one thing. I care about my players, and I know the sacrifices those guys, take to play in this game. There's very few guys that, it's almost, this is a game that almost has 100% injury rate, which is unheard of. So if you're a kicker at one time or another in the year, you're probably going to get hurt. And that's just the way it is. So it takes special guys, special men, you know, mighty men to play this game, and I certainly respect that. And, you know, so a player's coach or whatever, I respect the players. I'm just myself. So whatever that means, you know, I believe that would be a compliment.
Rex, you know, it sounds like you do always speak from the heart. Do you think you'll ever get to the point where you'll sort of have that edit button or be more guarded?
I don't think so. I don't think I can coach any other way. I think I have to be myself to be successful. And, you know, just like, you know, Belichick's himself. You know, he came up differently than I did and, you know, whatever. I know I'm not as tough as my dad. Everybody wants to compare me to my father. I'm not as tough as my dad. You know, my dad grew up, he was a master sergeant in the Korean War when he was 18 years old. So I think if I would have grown up, you know, grew up in that environment, I'd probably be a lot different. But I'm just myself. It's worked for me. And if I have to be somebody other than myself, I'm not going to be successful. And I don't think I want to be, you know, be doing a job that I can't be myself at.
Rex, don't ever change, and thanks a lot. We appreciate the time.
I appreciate you guys.
Thank you.
Good luck.
All right.